Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Let's get to your phone tap. Today, we call someone who works at a very popular chain store where they have one giant sale every year.
Oh, yes. Mm.
And Jose tells the employee that he bought something there the other day, but the purchase just isn't sitting well with him.
Oh.
Now, there's nothing wrong with what he bought.
Okay.
In fact, it works great.
Yeah.
Jose just feels guilty that he got such a screaming deal.
Oh, he wants to pay more.
Well, he has an idea on how to make this better.
Yeah. Why do I feel like this is Jose's real life?
Yeah, seriously.
You're going to hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Thank you for calling. This is John.
Hey, John. My name's Simon. I just got transferred to you, I think.
Okay. How can I help you?
So I got a fridge from you guys last month.
Okay. Is there something wrong?
Oh, no. Actually, quite the opposite. It's the best fridge I've ever had. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Works great. I mean, the ice dispenser is heavenly.
Are you calling about a feature that you don't understand?
No. I'm calling because I guess I just feel bad.
What do you mean you feel bad?
Well, because I got the fridge from you guys last month, right? From your once-a-year sale.
Okay.
And I don't know, man. I feel like I didn't pay enough for it.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, like, the price that I paid, you know? It was so low compared to what I see now online. It's like I stole from you guys. I just feel so guilty. I'm sorry.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Congratulations on the deal.
Yeah, and I wish I could think about it like that. I've tried to convince myself, like, you know, Simon, you should be happy. You saved all that money, and you did good. But I just can't do it, bro, like, morally.
I'm not sure what you want me to do here.
Well,
we're really busy.
I've been really thinking about this, okay? And I think the only thing that'll fix it is if you let me come back in and buy the fridge at full price.
I don't understand.
I want to pay the remainder of what I got off from the sale.
I wouldn't even know how to put that in the computer, sir. Like, I wouldn't even know how to charge you for that.
Wait, you've never had anyone with, like, buyer's remorse before?
No. Usually people are happy that they got a good deal. They don't want to try and give me more money.
Wow, people are awful. Are you kidding? I mean, I'm a man of principle. I have standards. I can't believe you guys let people rob you?
Well, I mean, it's not really robbing. We put it on sale.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get creative then. I do need one of those, like, outdoor heaters.
You're going to hate my answer, but everything in that department is 25% off right now.
Why? That's ridiculous.
I don't know why. It's just a sale they're having.
Okay, look, I'm going to go to the ATM. I'm going to show up with a bunch of cash, and I'm going to give it right to you. Or
I'll
put it in an envelope with your name on it, okay?
That's not necessary.
Really? You're not going to take a pile of cash?
Dude, stop. I'd be fired if I take cash from a customer.
Okay, well, how about this? What if I give you a couple of things from my house that would make up the difference?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Things I don't use.
Listen.
Look, I'm looking around right now. I have a Fitbit. I have a microwave. I have a couple smoke alarms that don't work.
Dude,
if you want them.
This isn't a pawn shop. I need to hang up the phone. We're busy here.
Look, okay, well, before
just
you hang
take
up.
Take the deal.
Before you hang up, this is my final offer. 2 hours with my sister.
Stop.
You in a room with her. I'm not saying anything.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, I'm not filming anything. But
dude,
2 hours
stop.
In a room with my sister.
Are you serious?
No, of course I'm not offering you my sister.
What?
This is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing
oh
a phone
God.
Tap on you.
What?
Yeah, your coworker Janet set you up. She said you're having like a crazy busy week and wanted to make you smile.
Yeah, we're really busy here.
You not sound like you're smiling though, John. I don't understand.
God, man, I can't believe this is on the radio.
You are the most, like, trusted employee ever. You wouldn't take a pile of cash on
No, man, that's not what we do here.
Wow, you love your job. I would take your money right now to quit this job. I would leave. $5, do it.
You got a deal.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.